This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The beginning of a new year is always a good time to get your theater tickets in order. So, what are the must-see performances and plays that are coming up in 2025? Well, pull out your calendars because WBEZ theater reporter Mike Davis has the details. And I started the conversation by making sure to get the lowdown on Theater Week, which starts next month. Here's Mike.
It's kind of like Restaurant Week, but for the theater. There's, 85 shows are on this list.
Wow.
60 venues are represented, and all of the tickets are $30 or less.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. You've got me just based off of that. Where can we find tickets?
Well, you can go online to WBEZ.org, and I have all of the information
in my
article. But it's so much more than just theater. I just want to give a quick shout out because the symphony is on this list. The Lyric Opera is on this list. So all of these places with these expensive tickets,
yes,
you can get them all for the cheap.
All right. So Theater Week coming up next month. But I want to zoom out again, Mike. And as I alluded to, you get into these great theater recommendations for 2025 in a recent article. And I want to start with Fat Ham at the Goodman Theater. Tell us about that one.
Oh, I love that. So I was at the Broadway Open. This show was phenomenal. It's a contemporary take on Shakespeare's Hamlet. But if you didn't know that it was Hamlet, you would have no idea.
Oh, really?
It's just a fresh story. It's about this young black queer kid named Juicy. He's at a family barbecue in his backyard. His dad has died. He becomes a ghost. It gets crazy. It's fun. It's funny. It's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. But I find that so interesting, not knowing that Shakespeare connection right off the bat. I mean, how did they pull that off?
Well, the script by James E. James is so well written that it's so far away from what you think with Hamlet. Like, I went with someone in New York. Mm-hmm. They had no idea that they were watching Shakespeare. And it was great because they loved it. And this is a person who is not an English major and doesn't know Shakespeare like I do. So it was great that we both had a great time.
That is awesome. Now, also at the Goodman, there's a play called Betrayal.
Yes, yes, yes. Helen Hunt is... Yes.
The Helen Hunt?
The Helen Hunt. I am talking to her tonight. I'm excited.
Awesome.
But... that play, so it's a crazy love triangle, but the play is told backwards. So you start at the end, you work your way back to the beginning, and you see the ins and outs of this woman who has two lovers that are also connected to each other. Scandal.
That one runs February 8th through March 16th. Wow, that's amazing. Helen Hunt.
Yes.
And it's got a full star-studded cast from what I hear as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I don't know if y'all have watched the TV show House, but one of those doctors is in the show. Oh, my God.
I remember those days when everybody and their mom watched House.
I used to love that show. So, no, yes, yes, it is a star-studded cast. Harold Pinter wrote the script. It's a must-see.
All right, next up we've got Circus Quixote that's at Looking Glass Theater.
Ooh, I'm excited for this one, too. So Looking Glass was on hiatus. They had went away for a while.
Okay.
They are back. This is their first show back. This is like a rip on the Don Quixote story.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like acrobatics and circus arts.
Yeah,
like,
you had me at circus.
I was in their space. Their space got renovated. I was there during the construction. But you could see it's set up for like trapeze and people all in the sky, all around you in your head. It's tall. This is going to be a fun one.
Oh, and it sounds super interactive, too.
Yes.
And like you said earlier, I mean, for this one specifically, tickets just from $30.
Yes.
So
yes.
Affordable.
Exactly.
A Raisin in the Sun is coming back this year at Court Theater.
Yes. Now, that it's a classic, of course. Lorraine Hansberry, Chicago native from the South Side. That play marked history. She became the first Black woman to have a play she wrote premiere on Broadway.
Oh, wow.
But you can go to the South Side, watch this story about the South Side, and you could do so for a deal price. Like, you can't beat it.
$23.50.
Can't beat it.
So this is, as you said, set in Chicago, and it tells the story of an impoverished family that's waiting on a life insurance check that could change their fortunes.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this is back in the day, you know, but there's a check coming. They're trying to decide what to do with it. One of the family members is like an idealist and he wants to risk it all. There's another one that wants to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a drama. It's a family drama about how do you take that next step up in class. But it's a phenomenal play. It's become a movie. It's a great story.
I'm excited about that one. I'd love to see that rendition of it. Now, next up on your list here is Gorgeous at Raven Theater. What's that about?
So this is a new work. It's by Kiko Green. I've seen some of her work in Seattle. I really, really like Kiko's style. She has these family dramas that just percolate. And we see these plays that come to a head and then they blow up.
Mm-hmm.
But in her plays, they're funny. So she did this play, Hometown Boy, in Seattle, where this Asian American immigrant family, they were chasing the American dream. But in the end, when it blows up, there's a rat and it's in the sink. And it was hilarious. And I just appreciated style of writing. Gorgeous is her new play. It's about a young woman whose boyfriend dies. His ex-wife appears out of nowhere. She comes to claim the house that they live in. She had lived in it with her deceased boyfriend.
And the dog.
So I'm like, okay, where is this going to go? But
oh
yes, so this is a phenomenal writer. It's an interesting sounding story, but it's a new work. Can't wait to see it.
So Gorgeous runs from May 1st to June 7th. That's a great one to look forward to when it gets, you know, nice and warm outside.
Yes.
Yeah. How about Diana at Theo Ubique Cabaret Theater?
That's the Princess Diana story.
I was going to say, is it the Diana?
Okay. Yes. I mean, that's the easiest one to sell. The cool thing about this, though, is that Theo is cabaret style. So, like, you know, you're sitting at a table. That's a great place for a date. But Diana is a Broadway play.
Mm.
So just the idea of taking this big Broadway production and then putting it in a space that small and letting you be that close to it, that is cool on its own. The music is also written by a member of Bon Jovi. So I think that is also like a selling point.
Again, I'm sold.
Yeah, so great music, a story. I mean, who doesn't love Princess Diana? I feel like that her story took over our nation.
Absolutely. And this theater is out in Evanston, and tickets are from $25. Now, there are some plays that we haven't mentioned that are part of Theater Week, Mike. As we said, Theater Week happens next month, starting February 6th. I want to touch on those briefly. Any that you want to shout out that we haven't quite gotten to on this list?
One of them that I am looking forward to is at Lifeline Theater. It's Kid Prince and Pablo, and this is... It's a new take on The Prince and the Pauper by Mark Twain, but it's totally revamped. They got rap music. They got break dancing. It's like a hip hop twist. Instead of a pauper, he's like a drummer who does underground rap battles, and he's going to switch places with the Prince.
Okay.
So, yeah, I love fresh takes on old things, like totally revamp it, rebuild it. So
yeah.
I am excited for that one.
Yeah, I'm also seeing here that a Hubbard Street Dance's winter series is coming back too, and I'm excited for that. I like to get some dance on in my life.
Listen, I no disrespect to Hubbard Street, those tickets are expensive.
Oh,
so if you can go on Theater Week,
yes,
you can go see Hubbard.
That,
discount
again,
it's the best time to go.
That's a great tip. Thank you for mentioning that. What are you most excited about for theater this year, 2025? I mean, you've seen a lot of shows. So I'm curious, what even still excites you?
I mean, I get excited for new words. I like to see people take a swing. So you already mentioned gorgeous. I think that's one that I really want to see. But to be honest, I've never been to Looking Glass. When I got to the city, they were closed. So now that they're open, I want to see how you fuse the circus with the theater. Can it be done?
How did I know that was going to be the one that you were going to gravitate toward?
It sounds so fun. Yeah. Like I like a fun show. So I want to see that. That's different.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Well, this is a great list. Thanks for sharing with us. We've been talking with WBEZ theater reporter Mike Davis. What a great rundown. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced and mixed by Ari Mejia and edited by Dan Tucker. At Reset, we bring you conversations to make sure you know about the incredible art and culture happening here in Chicago. And to keep getting that intel, hit the subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts, or you can visit us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you this afternoon.
My name is Donald. I live on the southeast side of Chicago. I support WBEZ because of the balanced reporting and covering so much about an issue as opposed to just the few seconds that you may hear on most other news outlets. It matters to me to hear the story more completely